Good morning, my brothers and sisters. I welcome you to the devotions for Monday, April 8, 2024. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Island. I am Father Peter Ferguson, the priest in charge of St. David and St. Augustine Parish, Crooked Island, Acklands, and Long Key. Today we celebrate the transferred feast day of the Annunciation. For the Christian, the Annunciation marks the moment when Jesus, the Son of God, took on human flesh and entered the world through the Virgin Mary. This event is most important to us, understanding the mystery of the Incarnation. It highlights the divine plan of God and the unique role of Mary as the Mother of God in flesh. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Pour your grace into our hearts, O Lord, that we who have known the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, announced by an angel to the Virgin Mary, may by his cross and passion be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Then the angels departed from her. In the Gospel of Luke, we encounter the beautiful and profound story of the Annunciation, where the angel Gabriel appears to Mary, announcing to her that she has been chosen by God to bear the Son of God. This divine encounter between Mary and the angel is a powerful reminder of God's sovereignty and his willingness to work through ordinary individuals to accomplish his extraordinary purposes. As we reflect on this passage, we see Mary's initial confusion and fear at the angel's greetings. She was a young, humble girl, most likely unprepared for such a moment encounter. Yet despite her initial concern, Mary's response to God's call is a testament to her faith and to her obedience. She humbly accepts the angel's message, saying, "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Mary's willingness to surrender her plans and desire to God serves as a powerful example for us today, like Mary. We are called to be open to God's leading in our lives, even when his plan may seem daunting or beyond our understanding. God often calls us to tasks that are far greater than our own, ability, but he equips us with the strength and grace we need to fulfill his purpose. In our own lives, we may also experience moments when God's call seems overwhelming or impossible. It may require us to step out into faith, to trust in God's provision, and to embrace his plan for us. Even when they conflict with our own plans, just as Mary accepted God's call, with humility and faith, we can also respond with a resounding yes to whatever God may be asking of us. The Annunciation reminds us that God's call is not always convenient or comfortable, but it is always purposeful and filled with grace. When we respond to his call with faith and obedience, we open ourselves up to his transformative work in our lives and in the world around us. Like Mary, let us follow the example of her humility and obedience and trust in God's plan, knowing that he is faithful to fulfill his purpose and to guide us in every step of the way. Amen.